course, the other big story in Baltimore this weekend, the big story.
And they're into the stretch. And Shackelford on the outside, the leader. Astrology coming up the rail. Dead City, Animal Kingdom in the center of the track. And he's closing in at the eighth pole. Animal Kingdom has to get to Shackelford. It is Shackelford in front. Animal Kingdom on the outside is coming. On the inside, Astrology third. Shackelford, Animal Kingdom. Here's the wire. Shackelford holds on to the Preakness.
What a race. Shackelford just barely holds off Animal Kingdom. So we'll go again another year without a Triple Crown winner. Last time, 1978. Let's bring in Mike Battaglia from NBC Sports on the race, of course. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us. Good morning to you.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
It's going well. We had you on, what did we have you on? Friday, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Picked Animal Kingdom. So give us your impressions of the race. How did it go? Now, obviously, Animal Kingdom was right there. If they go another eighth of a mile, does Animal Kingdom win?
You know what? He didn't pass him on the gallop out. This Shackelford just ran a heck of a race. Animal Kingdom had a little bit of a rougher trip than he did in the Derby. I talked to Graham Motion, his trainer, afterwards, and he was talking about how at Churchill Downs, when Animal Kingdom was a little closer to the pace, he was getting some kickback, but was hitting him in the chest. He was so far back, the kickback was hitting him in the face. It's a different kind of racetrack, and he really thinks that was bothering him. He was throwing his head around, and once he got clearing outside, he started running. But he had a lot to do, and he ran a great race. But you got to take your hat off to Shackelford, to Dale Romans, and to Jesus Castanon, who I thought just rode a perfect race on Shackelford. Dale had the horse ready, and he just got beat. He just flat got beat. I'll tell you, I'd love to see the two go back together and come back and hook each other again in the Belmont Stakes. But these are both really good horses. I think in the long run, Animal Kingdom is a better horse, but not Saturday. He wasn't. Shackelford was.
Hmm. Mike, what about the tell me the two horses. Shackelford just outran him. Animal Kingdom was pretty impressive, though, first race. Looked like he was going to overtake him if it was a little longer than everyone was saying. Who knows if that would really happen. After seeing the two races, who are you more impressed with?
Probably still Animal Kingdom. I still think that he's got more potential. Shackelford likes to get out there in front. He's probably got a little bit more distance limitations than Animal Kingdom does. Although, you know, when you're running races, some races later on at a mile and eighth, a mile and a quarter, Shackelford's gonna be tough. But I still think Animal Kingdom has the most upside, and I think probably by the end of the year he will be a better horse than Shackelford. But I tell you what, these were just two good horses, and we saw a great race. I of course was pulling, as most people were, for Animal Kingdom, because I was looking for a Triple Crown winner, but got to be glad for the connections that won it also. They'd, like I said, Dale Romans, the trainer, just did a great job, and you got to go out there and run those races, you know. You can't say this horse is better, he's going to win every time. It just doesn't happen that way.
Mike Battaglia from NBC is our guest. You mentioned the Triple Crown. Now, you've been in this business for over 30 years. We were discussing this a little bit earlier in the show. I want to get a theory from you. 11 Triple Crown winners, and these kind of happen in bunches. The first Triple Crown winner was back in 1919 with Sir Barton. Then from 1930 to 1948, there were 7 Triple Crown winners.
Right.
And then you had a 25-year gap.
Big gap, yeah.
And then you have Secretariat in 73, Seattle Slough in 77, Affirmed in 78. So it would appear as we're coming on another one of these chances, although we've certainly come close over the last 10 years, a number of times. Why is it, and we were trying to wrap our hands around this, why is it that we have this run here of no Triple Crown winners? What do you what is it attributed to, do you think?
You know what? It's tough to say. It's just, believe me, it's so hard to do. I'm more surprised by the fact that we had them in bunches like that than the fact that there's the big gap. I just think that shows how good these horses were. I mean, like in the 70s when you had Secretariat, you had Seattle Slough, and you had Affirmed, spectacular bid. I probably would have won the Triple Crown. He had a problem at Belmont, stepped on a pin, and so he didn't. So could have been 4 in the 70s, but that I just think is the rarity to have that many good horses. And you know, those three horses were outstanding horses. They just happened to come together in the decade of the 70s.
Is there anything different now compared to then, the way drugs might be administered, might not be administered? Anything with the way people enter their horses as far as challengers that you could pin it down on?
No, I think, if anything, it may have something to do with the breeding of the horses. They are not as, I guess, hale and hearty as they used to be. The horses are more lightly raced now. And, you know, although if you look back at Seattle Slough, he only had a couple races as a two-year-old. But, you know, it could be that. But it's just a tough thing to do. To win five races in the span of 3 weeks, three different tracks, three different distances, it's just really hard to do. And like I said, the span between the winners doesn't surprise me. It's just the fact that we had those in the clusters. I think that's the surprising part. I don't see any difference in the way. I don't want to change the Triple Crown or try to make it any different, because what it is now, it's really special, and it's proven to be a very elusive goal.
Mike Battaglia of NBC is our guest. So I guess you've answered my next question. I was going to ask you if you'd be in favor of kind of changing the time between races so there wasn't a short rest between the stakes races. You don't want to do that?
I don't. I mean, there have been some people that talked about it, but I just don't think that would be fair to the horses of the past. You know, to try to make it easier now to win the Triple Crown, I just don't think that's right. And that's why it is so tough, is because of the spacing between the races and the different surfaces. And I mean, you have to, first of all, you have to have a horse that peaks on the first Saturday of May. And then you have to have a horse that can carry that form all the way through June to win all three of those races. And it's just a tough thing to do. And there's not a lot of horses that are up to that challenge.
Mike, great stuff. As always, it's fun to chat with you about horse racing. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Mike Battaglia from NBC Sports joining us here in the show. So we didn't get to the bottom of whether there's some defining reason why it's been so long.
Just better horses, according to him. Just tougher. Was it hale and hearty? It's just like baseball players.
You mentioned the part about the lightly raced. I wonder if there's more money in breeding now than there was then, and people are less likely to put their horses at risk. Almost like you protect a Steven Strasburg's arm, although it didn't work out. I wonder if there's any similarity to that, where people saying, you know what, I'm going to go a little bit easier on my horse. I mean, at what point do they stop racing Animal Kingdom, where they look and say, you know what, we can go make $5 million in stud. That's it. He's done.
He'll be retired in a couple of months. That's it. I said, like baseball players. I mean it. It's just, I think they protect them the way you protect baseball players now.